I'm extremely concerned, having spoken with the harbour users, that the 10 million, which was, I understand, ring-fenced for a development at Killybegs, may now not be going ahead, or that it could be diverted to other parts of the country. To give you the background to this, the extension at Killybegs is absolutely essential for further berthage, for repairs and servicing. We have many boats coming from outside Killybegs for repairs from Norway, some of them from the east coast of Ireland, and of course cruise vessels are involved as well. There were three stages to remove the toxic waste off the top of the area that's to be dredged. That has been done. The next phase then was the 10 million to dredge and deepen the harbour. And after that, it would be to build a wall and a pier. So if this has been withdrawn, is very serious. It's so serious that the harbour users are meeting an emergency session at the moment. I have tabled an oral question to the Minister for Marine for next week, and we will be monitoring this very vigilantly.
And indeed, this project is vital in terms of revenue and employment in the area.
Absolutely. It's another phase in the development of Killybegs. And of course, it was in the plans of the Department of Marine. It was well advanced. And I understand the dredging and the deepening, which is this phase, that tenders have been invited, and perhaps they've already decided who the successful tenderer is. But there is reason for fear. And it's for that reason, I don't want to scaremonger, but I want to try and ensure that these monies, which were earmarked for Killybegs, are not diverted out of Donegal.